So welcome. And if you have been on our Rosary Calls for Revival before, you have met Julie, our CEO and chairman of our board, but you probably haven't met Father John if you weren't at the Leaders Gathering in October. And he is one of our three Walking with Purpose chaplains. You've had a chance to pray in the Rosary Calls with our two other chaplains, Father Dave Pavanka and Father David Sizemore. And now you're going to get a chance to pray with Father John Hopkins. And he is a man who's had a tremendous influence on me, on my marriage. No one has taught me more about the unconditional love of God the Father than him. And nobody has picked me back up more times than him when the spiritual battle has just seemed too hard. And my soul and my family have been changed by his wisdom. So really, it's a very big privilege to have him on the call today. So welcome, Father John.
My pleasure.
And welcome, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So before we get started with the rosary, I just want to take a couple minutes to talk about why we're doing this. And these rosary calls became the main focus of our prayer ministry when I started feeling more and more how important it was that we be praying not just for Walking with Purpose, but for revival, for an awakening in the whole Catholic Church. We are in so many ways a sleeping giant. And I just believe, and I think a lot of you would agree, that too many of us are disengaged, Catholics in name and label only, and too many of us are just going through the motions. And what is really needed is a powerful movement of the Holy Spirit in our midst, and that does not come as a result of just good programming or the execution of good methods, because when the Holy Spirit really moves and shakes and wakes people up, that is the result of prayer, and it's prayer that moves God's hand. And I don't think any verse addresses this better than 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is why it's always the verse I circle back to with these calls. And this is the verse, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." And I know I have said it before, but it needs to be said again and again until it is simply a part of the way that we live. When God addresses the issue of a land that needs healing, and I think we all agree that ours does, who does he begin talking to? Is it to the group of people who are far away from him? No, he begins talking to his own people, the ones who are called by his name. He starts with family talk. And what is the very first thing he asks us to do? To go out and convince people to look at the things the way that we do? No, that is not the first thing he says. What he asks is that we would humble ourselves, that we would seek his face, that we would turn from our wicked ways. And if we're honest, this just is not where we want to start. And our desire for justice all too often causes us to look outside of ourselves. That's where we want God to start making things right. But he insists, the place to begin is within each of our hearts. And so that's why you're going to hear a lot of confession at the beginning of our time of praying together. And we're not going to just be confessing sins that we have personally committed. We're confessing on behalf of our church in the same spirit that the prophet Daniel did when he confessed on behalf of the Israelite people in Daniel 9. You know, Daniel was known for his holiness. But I wonder if he was able to confess in the way that he did because his humility constantly reminded him that there was nothing that the Israelites were capable of doing that he wasn't capable of doing and that the sin of one affected all. We are all in this together, and it's in that spirit that we're going to be confessing sin. And another thing that we're going to pray for is that people would experience conversion of heart. There is nothing more critical than this, nothing. And all too often, what we begin with is a focus on outward behavior. We jump right away into discussions and teachings about how we are supposed to act as Christians, as Catholics. But if this is as far as we go, then we have actually done an enormous disservice to the gospel. The heart of the gospel message does not begin with us cleaning ourselves up and behaving in the right way. The critical starting point is an acknowledgement that we cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior. We need Jesus. And it's only when we are in a relationship with him that we'll experience the Holy Spirit giving us what we need to be holy. We do not start with behavior. That leads to self-righteousness and moralism. We start with confession and the gospel because that leads to Jesus. And I love this quote by Pope Francis. "The spread of the gospel is not guaranteed either by the number of persons or by the prestige of the institution or by the quality of available resources. What counts is to be permeated by the love of Christ, to let oneself be led by the Holy Spirit, and to graft one's own life onto the tree of life, which is the Lord's cross, end quote. So this morning, I'm praying that we would turn our eyes to him, that we would go to Jesus through his mother, and I hope that as we pray, we'll catch a glimpse of his beauty. I pray that we'd be overwhelmed with gratitude for the costly grace he offers us, paid in full by him for us because of his love. So, Father John, if you would lead us in the rosary, I'd be so grateful.
Okay. Let's start. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And from there will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And let us start with the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery, the baptism of our Lord. Mark 1:4, John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We come before you, Lord, in humility, and we confess our personal sin, and we also confess on behalf of our country. We know that when you look at so many of our choices, your heart is filled with sorrow. And we also know that you always meet our sin with mercy and forgiveness. So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, I am sorry, please forgive me.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Please forgive us for our pride.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our covering up of sin that needed to be brought into the light.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our refusal to forgive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our greed.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our killing of the unborn.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our gluttony.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for keeping silent when we should have spoken.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for speaking out when we should have stayed silent.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our obsession with the outward appearance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our worship of celebrities instead of you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second mystery, Christ's self-manifestation at the wedding of Cana. John chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. The steward of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." Lord, for too long we have believed the lie that somehow you are holding out on us, that you are a killjoy whose will is incongruous with our happiness. And this miracle reminds us of the truth that the opposite is true. When we surrender to you, when we follow Mary's advice at the wedding of Cana to do whatever he tells you, we experience abundance. We experience freedom. When we try to stay in control, we end up in bondage. And sadly, all too often, we don't even realize it. So Lord, please help us to wake up to what life could be if we were truly free. Jesus, you promised if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So with every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, Jesus, set us free.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that keeps us tethered to the approval of others.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that keeps us fearful.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that makes us afraid to step into our callings.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of self-loathing that keeps us from seeing ourselves as your children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of self-reliance that keeps us from depending on you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of hypocrisy that keeps us from seeing our need of you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of defining ourselves by our sin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of suicide and self-destructive thoughts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of numbing with alcohol, shopping, and busyness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of disbelief and cynicism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The third mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Lord, so many of the people that we know and love haven't heard the gospel preached in a way that they understand it on the heart level. And our hearts ache for those who have not yet experienced conversion of heart. People may know about you, but they don't know you in a personal way. And so we pray for millions of conversions of heart across the country. And with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, soften the hearts of those who need to experience conversion and increase their hunger for you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that they are unconditionally loved by you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that if they confess their sins, you will always forgive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that if they say they have no sin, the truth is not in them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you bring dead hearts back to life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you alone can rescue.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you alone can save.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people confess with their mouths and believe in their hearts that you are God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that they don't need to finish as they have begun.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that with you, there is always hope. There is always a second chance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery, the Transfiguration. Luke chapter 9, verses 30 through 31. And as Jesus was praying, the appearance of his countenance was altered. Two men talked with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Picturing you, Lord, glorified at the Transfiguration makes me think of something St. Augustine said, I saw your glory in my wounds, and it dazzled me. There is something incredibly powerful about your glory, and when we allow it to shine on those places within us that need healing, we can be miraculously restored. And God, that is what we desperately need. So we come before you and we ask you for healing. And we ask this for our own sake, but also for others. Because until you touch those places deep within us, we are not going to be as effective as we try to reach out to the hurting world with your love. So please heal us, Lord, so that we in turn can offer healing to others. So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we echo the words of Jeremiah 17:14 and say, "Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We pray for healing of the wound of rejection and abandonment.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of the wound of shame.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered sexual abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered physical abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered emotional abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our perfectionism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our bitterness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our grief.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our addictions.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our broken marriages.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, the institution of the Eucharist. John chapter 6, verse 33. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. In his book, I Believe in Love, Father Jean d'Elby wrote, as if it weren't enough that Jesus died for us, he invented the Eucharist, a God who makes himself into bread, a little host, in order to descend onto our lips and into our hearts, to bridge all distance between himself and us. And Lord, you didn't stop there. You sent your Holy Spirit to dwell in us always so that we are never alone. And your Holy Spirit makes all the difference. And so we come before you and we ask for a powerful movement of the Holy Spirit. And we echo the words of Isaiah 64:1, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. With every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, open up the floodgates. We long to see a movement of your Spirit across our land.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our minds.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our mouths.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail
Come,
Mary,
Holy Spirit, fill our homes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our schools.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our churches.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our marriages.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our families.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our pastors.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our ministries and apostolates.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
All my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping this valley of tears. Turn them, O gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, descend upon you and remain with you and your families forever. Amen.
Amen.
And may we go from this rosary filled with hope and love, praying constantly for our church and for the needs of the church. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. God bless you all. You are in our prayers, and I hope you have a wonderful day.